How was Sundance?
All too brief. It was fun. It was exciting. It was. There's a great deal of interest and buzz about Wisconsin entering, opening their doors to the industry. And I think we've done it with great elan. And so it was a real privilege to be there to represent the state. And they were very taken by the fact that we're so serious about this, that the lieutenant governor would come to meet with the industry.
Did you get any bites on any companies that might want to produce films here?
Well, I was there for all of 13 hours.
Oh, okay.
because of the state of the state and other things. So I was there to sow the seeds, and then Scott Robbie, who is the director of Film Wisconsin, was going to stay on. What they were very happy and excited to know was not only are our basic legislated film incentives very competitive with other states, and we were introduced at a panel that was really doing an analysis of all of the state's incentives, but that we have added to them, and this is part of the unique nature of the Film Wisconsin, the organization that was whose formation was led by the Wisconsin Arts Board and George Sugros, our executive director, when we realized that that we were uniquely positioned to provide that leadership to make sure that Wisconsin came into the industry. But that's a public-private partnership in a 501c4. And so we have member leadership from the state and from private industry. Well, Marcus Theaters is on the board, and they have sweetened our incentives with their own offer in saying in a letter that they, as the seventh largest distributor or theater circuit in the United States, with over 600 screens in over six states, will guarantee an independent film that is filmed in our state a screening. Well, that is a huge deal, because independent filmmakers who are looking for funding can offer that as an attraction to potential funders, that I can guarantee you this will get on a screen. So it's a Wisconsin, all of a sudden, even as it enters in just 2 weeks, becomes a very, very attractive place.
So it doesn't start until...
Oh, no, it started January 1.
Oh, okay.
So, but all of this is happening in the first couple of weeks, and we've seen the doors open to the creation of more infrastructure for the industry. Fletcher Cameras has decided to open an office in Milwaukee, and that's very exciting because they have tremendous experience and respectability in the industry, and they will be able to provide the kind of equipment that filmmakers need right here.
Are they cinematographers, or...?
They provide rental of high-definition cameras and things. They do it in the film industry and in the sports industry.
Oh.
So they can bring the equipment in that is needed so that it doesn't have to be hauled from California.
Can you walk me through what the incentives are for in the film
industry? Yes, you know, may I refer to a note on that so that we're very specific, because I want them to be portrayed very accurately. There is an investment tax credit of 25% that can be claimed for the first 3 years of doing business in the state of Wisconsin. So it encourages investment in infrastructure here in the state of Wisconsin, which is very important. There's a sales and use tax exemption for machinery, equipment, and services that is used in production and post-production. And a refundable tax credit of 25% of direct production expenditures for feature films, television, movies, episodic and mini-series, television, video games, and broadcast advertising production. That's the only refundable tax credit. And a 15% state income tax credit for film, TV, and electronic game production businesses who make a capital investment by starting a business in Wisconsin. There's also a 25%, this is not, there's a 25% tax credit on salaries paid up to $25,000 per person. And that is a non-refundable tax credit.
So, for example, could you give a concrete example of, say, a company came in and it spent, or it was going to have $1 million worth of taxes, it would only have to pay $750,000?
Well, I think you have to, you don't, the way to calculate it is not by what you think their tax load may have been, but by what the money they have spent in the state.
Right.
And I think that's the important difference. Okay. In these tax incentives for the film industry, as you hold them up next to more traditional incentives, machinery and equipment tax exemption, et cetera, those are bets on future growth and hopes that jobs will be developed and supported through those exemptions. These are acknowledgments of investments made and expenditures made already. So the money has already come into our economy and is already circulating, and we are getting credits for it.
So
if I spent $1 million
right.
here, but then you'd have to break that down into, you know, we would have to create a hypothetical case. How much of that was an investment in fixed goods that are staying here with the business? How much of that was salaries paid? How much of that was production expenditures? Because each of those has a different category of tax credit.
But for example, say a company spent $1 million on sets or something like that and had to buy screws and lumber.
Right.
And all
so
that
if
sort of
they
stuff.
Spent $1 million on sets, they would get $250,000 in tax credits.
So so they wouldn't have to pay,
so then there, as their tax liability was assessed, that would be credited against them.
And that liability would be based on how much profit they made, or?
No, the tax liability is based on, whether we're talking about income tax or whether we're talking about crediting and sales tax.
So would they have to pay any sales tax on the $1 million that they spent, or would?
Well, I guess I'd have. That's hard for me to know,
okay.
Brian, without looking at what they've actually
right.
spent it on and what their tax liability okay. was to be able to calculate right. the credits.
Maybe a better way to look at it is, how much do you think this money will bring into the state by having these incentives?
Oh, I think it's going to be bring us a great deal of money into the state. We have looked at states like Louisiana mm-hmm. or New Mexico that have gone in a single year from 20 to $50 million in economic activity around the film industry to $300 million. And so we have, as we now have people scouting locations for major film, and we've already been able to announce independent films that have decided to come here in the first 2 weeks of the tax credits being offered, and infrastructure and companies that are going to open studios, sound studios, and businesses that will create permanent jobs. I think that we have tremendous potential to develop this industry. We have people who are interested in expanding into video game production, and that's part of the group that are eligible for these tax credits. So it's a different kind of category in that it is after the money is spent and comes into our economy, but it is a necessary element for us to be engaged in the field and to get the industry to come in the door.
So does this level the playing field with the other states? I mean, you talked about markets.
Yeah. I think it more than levels the playing field in certain ways because of the Marcus Agreement, which mm-hmm. is a very innovative and interesting additional allure. Wisconsin is interesting to a lot of states because we have such a variety of landscapes and filming sites, mm-hmm. and we're pitching the state as the third coast. Mm-hmm. We have the East Coast and the West Coast, and Wisconsin is the third coast, and if you just want to talk about water landscapes, we have lakes that look like oceans, mm-hmm. and the Mississippi River and the bluffs there. So this is a very attractive state with urban and rural landscapes, four seasons, historic, contemporary looks, all of that, and a workforce ethic that is renowned. We're close to Chicago and have already started to work with them because they have spent more time with incentives and building an infrastructure. And we've already begun through Film Wisconsin to develop regional agreements because we have things to offer that they can't offer. Yeah. And so it's a, as we think about building regional economies, Wisconsin wins with this one.
Is because of the plummeting value of the U.S. dollar and the gaining Canadian dollar, is there a chance that companies that would have filmed up there?
Right. Actually, the incentives, the state states offering tax incentives, develop precisely to bring the business back out of Canada into the United States. And the U.S. filmmakers are, quite frankly, at least all of the ones that I've spoken to, tired of having to go to Canada. So the film incentives offered by the states were a necessary magnet to bring them back. They become more valuable now as the dollar has weakened. And so it's a more sure bet that we hold the industry and reestablish it in the United States.
I think, if I remember correctly, there was an effort last year to get this moved up by a year. That didn't work. have you patched things up with Senator Decker over that? I know there were some hard feelings.
Well, I don't know that there were hard feelings. I think that it was just a difference of opinion of the impact on the economy and on the Department of Revenue. And it's passed, and we're all very excited. I can't go anywhere now in the state without people commenting about the sense of excitement that comes with introducing this industry into our state. And it's the leading edge of the work that the Wisconsin Arts Board does in providing the kind of leadership for development of the creative industries and development of the kind of workforce that we need to be innovators and entrepreneurs in our standard industries. So when we talk about manufacturing and agriculture, and the governor is very importantly focused on how we innovate those pillars of our economy in Wisconsin. We need to develop the innovators, and the arts are critical in that. Arts education and the kinds of things that happen in creating the milieu for that creativity in communities with arts organizations and artists operating there.
Do you have personally a background in the arts? Or
I played bassoon. Does that count?
Sure.
Yes.
In your high school band? Or?
Oh, yes. Absolutely, and sang in the chorus and played piano. It was all part of what we did in our family. It was not an option, and in fact, it betrayed the wisdom of my parents early on. Today, we know that children learning music and keyboard at age 5 that is a better way to teach them math skills than the direct instruction of math, and that. I was at representing the state's interests at a roundtable, an arts policy roundtable that was co-convened by Robert Redford and Americans for the Arts in October at his Sundance Preserve. And he brought 30 leaders from around the nation together, CEOs of corporations and of foundations, and I was there because of the work that the Wisconsin Arts Board has done. And we were there to address this question: thinking creatively, working globally, the role of the arts in developing and building a 21st century American workforce. And as we look at developing people who will work in high-tech manufacturing or low-tech, and let me explain that to you in a minute, in the sciences, in agriculture, etc., we are today with technology, we're awash in information. Mm-hmm. And there's what you can know, and then there is the creative capacity that every one of us has to develop to manage the unknown and to develop solutions and to become innovators. And the arts are uniquely capable of developing our creative capacities. And so arts education can no longer be thought of as enrichment, but as core curriculum. And you will see that State Superintendent Libby Burmaster has also distinguished herself with leadership in this area, understanding. When the Milwaukee 7 had their meeting last fall and a nationally renowned economist was there, his single most important piece of advice was to them was, fill up with talent now while you can get it. That the workforce issue is going to be huge for us in every part of the state, and we need to develop it and create communities where our young people want to stay.
The governor has in his state of the state, Grow Wisconsin package, incentives for manufacturing. Those jobs have been declining. Are you concerned about that?
Concerned about the decline in those jobs? Well, that's part of the complementary nature of our administration, is he is looking at ways to help manufacturers with lean manufacturing techniques and to continue to stay competitive and to begin to look at the innovations that are necessary. I'm looking at and how do we create the kind of workforce and the communities that will draw them and hold on to them so that we have this... the workforce we need to drive and to maintain growth in manufacturing. And this even goes into looking at, in a vacuum of leadership at the federal level, in areas that the governor has provided leadership on energy independence and how we are reacting to global climate change. I see businesses that are innovating and doing interesting things. There's a small business up in Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin, where a man figured out how to refit an old furnace and use it to dry soybean hulls, which is a byproduct of renewable energy source, and turn them into the magnets, like pellets in a water softener, that extract heavy metals out of industrial effluent. Mm. Well, up until now, they've been using a petrochemical product to do that. Now we can use a renewable energy byproduct to do that with this interesting furnace that he designed. Then he figured out that he can use this magic furnace to dry other refuse and garbage to create fuel to run the furnace, to dry the soybean hulls, to replace a petrochemical product. These kinds of innovations can be spawned all across the state. And so what we need, whether I'm up talking to an economic development summit way up in Pembine in northeastern Wisconsin, southwestern Wisconsin, anywhere across the state, is to look at how communities provide that matrix in which these ideas are developed.
Your background is law, but it's also...
No, it's not law.
Oh?
No, I was working on a PhD in Spanish.
Oh. But to go further back, your family was in business, is that correct?
My husband's family has had a business in De Pere, Wisconsin since 1836. And it's been a manufacturing business that has evolved over time in its product line. They no longer make automatic coal stokers. But they do make things, machinery and equipment for the paper industry, and among other things.
To go back to the film industry, if the economic impact were $300 million, is there any idea how much tax revenue that would generate for the Department of Revenue? Is there a way to look at it that way?
There should be a way to look at it that way, and I don't have that calculation, and I'd be happy to get that from states that have experienced it. As we talked about the incentives and tried to help people understand the unique nature of them, that without them, we have no industry. But with them, we can generate not just the specific economic activity that comes from that in terms of jobs created, salaries paid, money spent in hotels and with caterers and purchasing things and renting equipment, et cetera, but it also has a multiplier effect in the community and with tourism. The Arts Board not only has partnered with the Department of Commerce on the film incentives, but we're working closely with the Department of Tourism and with both of them, where we have international exchanges that began as cultural exchanges for instance, with our relationship with Chiba Japan, mm-hmm. have now yielded high-tech commerce partnerships mm-hmm. as well. So we see the layers of development that are necessary for us as we go forward in building a very strong and kind of diverse economy for Wisconsin.
Do you know when the last movie was made in Wisconsin?
I don't. Yeah, are you speaking of a feature
right, yeah,
film?
Feature.
Yeah, I don't know when the last feature film was. It's been a while.
By 2004, there was a relatively small-ish Zach Braff movie made in Madison.
2004?
When was Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Mr. 3000.
That was made here?
In Milwaukee.
Didn't they shoot in the Capitol? Or am I thinking of a different
Ferris
movie?
Ferris Bueller's Day
Off? Yeah.
Sorry, that was in Madison. Mr. 3000 was shot partially in Milwaukee. That was just a couple years ago. Mm-hmm.
And the most, what people have been talking about is the Johnny Depp Dillinger movie, and that they might use a bank in Baraboo.
Actually, they have made an application with the Department of Commerce that uh-huh. is now going through the process of qualifying them or not for the uh-huh. tax credits. And then they will announce in full. They have scouted now, I would say, 40 locations at least in the state of Wisconsin. And this morning I was with someone from Universal in the Capitol as they were looking at that. So it's a broad look at the state of Wisconsin. It has been an important part of other people in the industry getting a sense of the richness of what we have to mm-hmm. offer from Ashland to Madison to southwestern Wisconsin and all parts.
Obviously, that's an indication that they're interested. Are they probably doing that in other states too, do you think? Or
I can't answer for them. And uh-huh. one of the things that we're very intent on doing is making this a great place for the industry to do business and not trying to make their announcements for them uh-huh. before they're ready as a uh-huh. business.
This is kind of a question off in left field, but the governor has announced or has endorsed Barack Obama, and there's been some speculation that he might like to be or attorney general. Would that mean that you would, if he did that and those things happened, that you would you step into the governor's?
Well, that's the natural succession uh-huh. that is set up by Constitution.
Have state. You thought about that at all?
No. I am so focused on a very exciting and demanding job right now that I have all I can do to keep up with it. As I told you, we have a staff that works hard and 15 interns every semester that help keep afloat the ambition of this office for what we can do for Wisconsin.
Any more thoughts on the film bill or the arts?
Yeah, I think that as you saw with the logo mm-hmm. and the Arts Board, in some sense reintroducing itself as a state agency to the people of Wisconsin after 35 years of important work, that is in, you can see that work in the development of arts organizations and established artists as business people all across the state. We know that the impact of the arts on our state's economy, both directly and indirectly, is profound, and that the work of the Arts Board is beginning to become more complex, and our partnership with different state agencies, as well as in the industry, helping to foster new ways of partnering with organizations and creative industries, leads us to a very exciting moment. And this logo, with our positioning statement that really betrays our strategic vision, is an important way for people to understand what we're doing now. And the positioning is creativity, culture, community, commerce. And that's the progression in which we've been working, although those are all inextricable elements. And as we look at developing workforce, developing businesses that hire 15,000 people, and that's a conservative estimate, and generate over $400 million in economic activity, we know that the work we're doing is an important intersecting force and a supportive force for all industry in the state of Wisconsin. We even have been, we've been able to generate data to help communities and regional economic development organizations with better decision making about their own investments in this area, and did a study up in rural northwestern Wisconsin just looking at artists and craftspeople and not looking at arts organizations or other things. And the direct economic activity in this small rural area in northwestern Wisconsin was $31 million, which is an important indicator for other rural areas that are looking at how do we hold on our young, hold on to our young people. When I was up in Pembine, that was their question, their concern about losing a generation. And in this day and age with high technology, if the world is flat, as Thomas Friedman told us, that means two things. One, that if you're going to hold on to them, you better put up some obstacles, or the magnetic pull of the world is going to draw them out. And the sense of a lively community where ideas, you're trafficking in interesting ideas and opportunities, has to be there for young people to decide to stay. But if that man from Hilbert, Wisconsin, that farming community south of Green Bay, who used a very successful investment banker who used to have his home office in Geneva, Switzerland, and his branch office in Dubai, can move his home office to Hilbert because he wants to raise his children there. Or if somebody in, if you go through a drive-thru in Milwaukee and have, at McDonald's and have your order processed in India, why can't you live in rural northern Wisconsin and address some of the world's thorniest problems and build a business around doing it? So the Arts Board is part of developing our sense of opportunity and the kind of innovations that are going to make sure that we have a solid economy everywhere across the state.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.